Now, from the KSRM studios on KB Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
For over 2 years now, the Kenai Peninsula Borough Office of Emergency Management has been planning and preparing a substantial upgrade to the peninsula's antiquated emergency tsunami alert system. Residents of the Kenai will be happy to learn of these upgrades, which couldn't come at a better time, in the wake of a series of confusing emergency alert notifications pushed out to cell phones all across South Central Alaska on July 14th. Those alerts were prompted by a magnitude 7.2 earthquake in the western portion of the Gulf of Alaska. In an interview Friday morning, Brenda Alberg, manager of the Kenai Peninsula Borough Office of Emergency Management, shared details on both the new system and the process required to get it in place. Aspects of development which can be summed up in two words, extensive and expensive.
It's been about a 2.5-year process where we developed the scope of work to address this project in phases, because we knew it was going to be not only an extensive project, but also a very expensive project. So that allowed the borough to pursue grants to supplement the project costs over time.
One way Alberg's office was able to tackle such a task was to break the project into phases, which in turn presented an efficient means to implement redundancies.
Those layers of redundancy are important. For example, when the system is initially activated by NOAA, getting that signal to those towers could be through IPSS, through satellite, through radio, or even those manual capabilities. We want to make sure that we have levels of redundancy that we can activate the system when necessary.
A portion of the confusion which ensued on July 14th, however, was in the polygraphic maps posted by the National Weather Service, which indicated geographic areas in the effect radius of a potential tsunami by highlighting them in gray. What was unclear as the KPB alerts activated, briefly calling for evacuations around the Kachemak Bay, was how these alerts did not pertain to all the gray portions of the NWS map. The new system, with its numerous redundancies, will help bring clarity and consistency to these alerts. For further details on the updated tsunami alert system, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. The pursuit of a vehicle evading Seward police and Alaska State Troopers Sunday evening, July 23rd, ended in a vehicle collision on the Seward Highway and multiple people hospitalized. The accident occurred at mile 13 on the Seward Highway and shut down both lanes for approximately 6 hours Sunday night. At approximately 5:09 p.m. that evening, the Alaska State Troopers were notified by the Seward Police Department of an ongoing pursuit involving a vehicle in Seward. Prior to the pursuit, Seward Police Department received multiple ready reports, report every dangerous driver immediately, that the vehicle was driving erratically, had nearly struck pedestrians, and was driving in the wrong lane of travel. Troopers responded to the area to assist. Prior to Alaska State Troopers arriving, the vehicle was able to elude the pursuing officers in the Seward area. Later, troopers received a report of a dangerous driver in the area of Mile 4 of the Seward Highway, matching the description of the earlier suspect vehicle. The vehicle was reportedly driving recklessly and in the wrong lane of travel. Troopers were able to locate the vehicle, a blue 2006 Toyota Corolla, near Mile 10. A marked Alaska State Trooper patrol vehicle attempted to stop the Corolla. Moments later, the fleeing Toyota Corolla collided with another vehicle traveling in the southbound lane near Mile 13 of the Seward Highway. The Seward Highway was closed for approximately 6 hours as troopers documented the scene and cleared the damaged vehicles. More on this story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories for Tuesday. This is KSRM News.